following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Hey, you're on the left this time. I'm on the right.
Yes, we switched it up.
Yes, we did.
We want to keep it fresh.
We do. So, hey, we've got an incredible couple. I'm Jeff. This is Bethany. We've got an incredible couple with us. And longtime Refuge servants, but I'm going to let them tell you. This is Lenny and Linda, and we are so glad that you have joined us. Hey!
Okay, so say your last name, Okerstrom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okerstrom. How long have you guys been at Refuge?
Well, we started coming in 2009.
And then
the first year, Linda's mom was living with us, and we were taking care of her, so we were kind of coming in and out. And then at the end of 2009, she then had surgery that then had to put her into residential care. So then we pretty much the end of 2009, first of 2010, we were full-time then.
Wow. And you guys are there, but you've got a team of people that are with you. Your family is with you as well. Tell us a little about your family.
Well, we first have our two daughters, Leslie and Liberty. And Leslie was married to now Scott Mann, and they have two daughters. And then Liberty married Chris, who then has two daughters. So they're all girls, you know.
You just kept it going with the two girls.
even the dog was a girl. All girls.
That's awesome. And one of the cool things, too, is that when you walk into the children's ministry hallway, on a typical, you know, typical Refuge times, you would see the Okerstrom family and your kids and the Mans. You just see this. We should just rename the hallway. Lenny and Linda hallway.
So share with everybody what you guys do at Refuge, how you guys serve at Refuge.
Well,
what
we normally do is we normally do the children's ministry. And when we first started coming and we got involved, we were with the kids in the different classrooms and different activities. And then as you're getting older and you start having the old back problems and stuff, well, then we moved out to what they call frontline. And that's getting the kids registered, meeting with the parents. And it was funny because I kind of hated to leave the kids, but actually I find the front line actually even better because now I see all the kids all the time and we get to meet the parents and kind of go over with them different things and we get to talk to them and minister to them. So actually I'm finding front line actually a lot funner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would just say you guys do such a good job at that. The other thing you guys do a great job at, and I know but on a regular, is when I walk through the hallway, I get done teaching, I walk through the hallway, I always get a high five and a thumbs up, and it's like a little bit of encouragement as you walk through the hallway. And I know you do that with a lot of people too, so that's really awesome. Tell us what you're doing now. You've been promoted.
Now, we went from one hallway to another hallway, but now we're minding the bathrooms. We've got the bathroom ministry now. So,
that's right.
Make sure four at a time. So at least we can count up to three and four. There you go. Four
that's
at a time.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and that there again, we get to fellowship with the people and talk to them. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's great.
I was like, oh, let's interview Lenny and Linda because I got to kind of find out from Linda a little bit of your guys's kind of years of marriage, what that looked like. So I love hearing people's stories because the more you hear people's stories, the more understanding you have for people and just the closer you feel with those people. So that's why I love having you guys. But if you could share kind of how you met and maybe just those first couple of years of marriage, what they were like.
Then he came to my front door.
Yeah. Say that. Sometimes, like they say, God leads them to the front door sometimes. We were involved in a church over in Anaheim, Knott Avenue Christian Church. And we were going to a Sunday night service. And then afterwards, they had a meeting with all the high schoolers. So I was with my friend, and I was 15. And we went to pick up Linda's older sister. And when we did, as I look into the living room, and I saw this one girl in the hallway, and I go, I've got to get to know her. So
another hallway.
Oh, I love hallways. They leave it.
And it was amazing because I remember that exact day too. And I looked at the door, you know, because my sister was leaving, and I saw Lenny's face, and he was so happy. And I just, oh, he seems like such a nice guy.
I had more hair. Yeah.
So did you ask, how did you guys end up dating?
So then the next week he said, you know, ask my older sister if she would bring the little sister.
Yeah.
Going to the high school group, and I was 14.
Okay.
And super involved in the church, youth ministry. Yeah. You know, and fell in love.
And I think that's one of the important things that we always felt our burden for children is because once you get the children involved and you keep them coming, you know, you'll stay in the Lord, you'll stay in the Word, you know, and so kind of like how we both grew up kind of in the church and we stayed on that path, you know.
Yeah. And so then how old were you guys when you got married?
Well, then I was in my senior year and Lenny had joined the Air Force because he wanted to get married. And I thought we were young, but okay. Don't tell me. So we got married. I went to, my parents asked that I go to college. So I went to one semester of college.
Honor your father and mother.
Yeah. She wrote me, her mother wrote me while I was in the school at the Air Force. And I wrote back and I go, okay, we'll go one semester. And I think her semester was up on Friday and we got married that Sunday.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Yes.
I love it.
That's awesome.
And then
he was in the Air Force, first went to San Francisco for 3 years. And then he got orders for Germany. So we went 3 months in San Francisco.
3 months.
I'm sorry. And 3 years in Germany, which was really amazing because we started our marriage, just the two of us.
Yeah.
And like, I think I was telling Bethany, it just felt like it was 1971, but it felt like 1871.
Yeah.
We got to Germany and he's driving up to our house that he had rented for us. We shared a toilet room and we shared a shower room. And the lady had to make a fire in the fireplace outside our bedroom because we shared the hall. And you just learn like, wow, we were really spoiled coming from California. We all had cars and we all had phones and nobody had phones. Most Germans didn't have cars. And you just learn to realize how thankful and, you know, how blessed we were in our lives.
Yeah. And how long did you guys live there?
3 years.
3 years.
Three years. Okay.
Then we came home.
Okay.
Oh, so you had Leslie in Germany?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I always tell people that both my daughters were born in German towns. Leslie was born in Wiesbaden, Germany, and Liberty was born in Anaheim, California. Which
you guys are awesome. I love that.
That's sweet. So what do you guys miss most about gathering at Refuge in the traditional way?
You want
that we really miss the fellowship. We do get to see a lot in the bathrooms. Yeah.
Everybody's got to go.
We kind of miss like being able to hug and, you know, kind of social distancing is a little different, but, you know, people stand in line so we get to talk. So that's fun, you know.
And you guys are so perfect for that because, you know, sometimes when people are just standing there, it could be really awkward, but there's nothing awkward about you guys at all. It's like there's this joy that comes for you that, like, I don't mind staying here. There's probably people go to the bathroom that don't even have to, just to hang out with you.
Well, thank you, Jeff, because we heard that you had told everybody that we were doing it to thank us. So we are thanked every day.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Did you guys have
back to you?
Did you guys happen to have a picture or a sign that represents your home, your family?
We got two, actually.
Awesome.
We love scriptures, and we love family portraits. But this scripture here, trust in the Lord with all your heart, Proverbs 3:5, our granddaughter Mackenzie made for us.
Oh,
that's cool. That's awesome. She did a great job. That's really good.
And then this one, let's see. That one is from Joshua, where it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, which is his, kind of like you might say, his going away speech.
Yeah.
And he told, you know, and he told the people, he goes, you know, you've got to pick today. Who are you going to serve? You're going to serve either, you know, the enemy, or you're going to serve the Lord. And like it, every day it kind of talks to you about, well, every day you maybe have to make that decision. You know, you'll wake up one day when it's sunshining and there's birds and everything. Well, that's an easy day to serve the Lord, you know. But, you know, there's going to be also the days when you don't have that. You're going to have storms, you're going to have problems, trials, and you still have to make that decision that you serve the Lord that day.
Yeah.
So both those we love.
Love that. What's something that you guys missed during the quarantine time that you couldn't wait, other than church, to open back up again so you guys could go to that place?
We
didn't really change
that.
You kept going.
We always had our family over for a dinner. And so instead of having to get together, we just took dinners to both the families each Sunday. And then the last two Sundays, we have been getting together.
And so you guys have family dinner. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, sometimes then also in the mornings, we'll go to Panera and you'll have a breakfast. Then you go walk the beach. Well, now that they're closed, what we'll do is we'll still go in, we'll get our bagel, and we'll come out to the car and we'll sit in the car. Then we go walk at the beach. So
you're pretty much doing the same thing.
And of course, take the mask off.
Yes. When you're eating your bagels and masks, they don't go well together.
So our life, we don't have like work that we have to go to. It's just being together and we're having fun.
What's something that the Lord has taught you guys in this season?
I think right now, the biggest thing that I'm seeing is to stay focused. I really think I've run into a couple of people that are like depressed and kind of bummed. Just the other day, I was working outside in the front yard, and a good friend of ours came by that's in the Baptist church, and he just was so frustrated. So I just gave him some encouragement. So I think really it's just stay focused right now. Don't let everything that's going on around you, you know, bum you out. Keep focused on the Lord.
That's a great word.
Our God is the same today, yesterday, and forever.
That's right.
Speed round? Here we go. We have a couple minutes left. So
these are fun ones. Fun ones.
Favorite movie?
Okay.
I like Fiddler on the Roof.
Actually, I like Courageous because of the family situation and everything. And I also like RV because here's a man trying to get his family to go on a vacation to get them together. So
that's awesome.
Maybe that's why we should watch that.
Yeah.
Favorite I like food. Robin Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, he's funny. Favorite food?
We like it all.
Obviously.
Panera.
Italian, Mexican, Panera. Yep.
All of them. Favorite game? Do you guys have like a board game or a card game?
You know, in Germany, we play games all the time because a lot to do. But coming home, we don't. But then my sister, we went on a cruise last year, and they got us into Five Crowns, and we've been that a lot.
That's what your parents said. That was
was Joy's favorite.
They've been playing
that. Yeah, that's been real fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to try that.
Yeah. last one. Favorite ice cream?
Mine is chocolate chip Ralph's.
Yeah, Ralph's chocolate chip.
Yeah. So Kroger brand.
That's kind of boring, but it's really good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are awesome. We love you. We love you. We love you. So glad that the Lord brought you to Refuge.
And your whole family.
It's like there's just a delight and a joy that's always around you guys. And we like to feed off of it a little bit.
So thank you. We love it.
Thank you. We love you guys.
We love you guys.
We're thankful for
Amen.
You want to close for us?
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord, we just thank you so much for Lenny and Linda and just the testimony that they have walked faithfully through their lives serving you and just honoring you and how you have blessed them. When they chose to walk in your ways, God, you just blessed your children and just seeing generation after generation in their family, Lord, walking with you. And I just pray that you would continue to bless them and encourage them as they encourage others. And we just pray for the whole family at Refuge right now, for anyone who is discouraged, depressed, anxious, frustrated, Lord, that you would be the lifter of our heads, Lord, and that we would keep our eyes focused on you as Lenny's encouraged us to do today, to just remember that you are faithful and you are good and you are still in our midst. And so we just worship you today and we thank you for the Oak Christian family. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 You guys need a sign that says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." You need that somewhere in your house.
Yes. You already have it.
Because you guys are living it. That's the incredible thing. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye, everybody.
All right. We stopped the recording.
Okay.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.